Good evening. This is Ozarks at Large. The first deaths due to COVID-19 in Arkansas are now being reported. Governor Asa Hutchinson announced the first two deaths at an afternoon press briefing. Dr. Nate Smith, director of the Arkansas Department of Health, says neither death was a nursing home patient. Both victims were in central Arkansas. Dr. Smith says one person in his 50s, the other victim older than 80. Governor Asa Hutchinson began the briefing with a somber message.
Today I've had meetings with hospitals. I've had meetings with counties lately, legislators. But in dealing with and talking to my public health team, they used this language and said that what we're seeing is the calm before the storm. Now, I know that many people don't see this as the calm, but I think the way that is phrased makes us understand that we're still on the lower end of the slope as it goes up.
The governor says this morning the state received its second allocation of personal protective equipment, or PPE, from the National Strategic Stockpile. He says the order included nearly 28,000 masks. An additional million units from other orders should start arriving this weekend. Enough, he says, to cover the state for the next 60 days at current usage rates. If, as expected, the number of cases rises, the exhaustion of those PPE will come sooner. The governor is asking for a special session of the state legislature to convene Thursday.
This is important to make sure that we can continue to meet the essential needs of state government during this emergency health crisis that we have. And so that is why this is urgent action. It is important to get everybody together in a quick fashion to be able to make the budget adjustments that are needed. The proclamation and the legislation is being prepared as we speak. I do not intend to issue the proclamation until we have a consensus from the legislature on exactly the legislation and the support for that.
The governor says the legislative branch and the public health team are working on ways to make sure proper steps are taken to keep lawmakers and staff as safe as possible as they gather for a special session. The governor says he's also being asked why he's not closing businesses or ordering a shelter-in-place edict, as other states have done, to slow the spread of coronavirus. He says he's talked with other governors and examined Arkansas' status and says he believes the state is approaching the pandemic correctly with guidance from Dr. Nate Smith and the Arkansas Department of Health and other members of the state's public health team.
You have to ask the question, if you go further and close more, when do you open them up when you know that we're going to be in this situation for 8 to 12 weeks, even before it starts peaking?
The governor used the briefing to again stress the need to avoid unnecessary travel, practice social distancing of at least 6 feet from each other, and keeping social gatherings to fewer than 10 people. Dr. Nate Smith says for the first time, more positive tests for COVID-19 are coming back to Arkansas from private labs rather than state tests. Three new counties, Pike, Hempstead, and Cross, have had first confirmed positive test results in the past 24 hours. Dr. Smith also says Arkansans need to think about some difficult decisions.
Funerals. It is very important that we remember our loved ones and that we honor their lives. But funerals can also be a time when COVID-19 can pass easily amongst family members, and especially if there are older or vulnerable individuals at the funeral. I think we need to think about ways that we can honor the lives of our loved ones in a way that doesn't increase the spread of COVID-19. I think that perhaps smaller family gatherings, maybe even outside as the weather gets better, and then maybe putting off a larger memorial service to later on.
Dr. Smith says there is increasing evidence that smoking greatly enhances the dangers, including death, from COVID-19. Dr. Jennifer Dillehay, the state's medical director for outbreak responses and immunizations, says she wants Arkansans of all ages to understand how serious social distancing is.
It is hard for many young people to stay away from their friends because our friends are very important to us. But if they are truly important, it's going to be important for us to use social distancing to protect ourselves as well as our friends.
Updated statistics about coronavirus tests and more, including county-by-county numbers, can be found at the Arkansas Department of Health's webpage, and complete press briefings can be seen at the YouTube page for Governor Asa Hutchinson. KUAF 91.3 is carrying as many of those briefings from Little Rock live on our station as we're able. This is a Tuesday evening edition of Ozarks at Large.